And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, following his pretty large and decisive victory, President-elect Donald Trump has announced plans to dismantle the extensive DEI bureaucracy embedded throughout federal agencies. The Biden administration implemented an estimated 500 DEI-related actions across government departments, including defense and intelligence agencies. Trump is expected to sign executive orders shutting these operations down and reinstating his 2020 order, making it easier to remove bureaucrats who obstruct presidential directives. And speaking of the coming change in Washington, some reverberations are already being felt. At the State Department, officials organized therapy sessions and cry rooms for employees distressed by Trump's victory. One official noted that the department has taken on a, quote, college campus-like fervor focused on feelings rather than advancing the interests of Americans. And the spectacle of government employees requiring counseling over election outcomes raises serious questions about the capacity of those who are actually representing our interests in Washington. Meanwhile, Michigan Senator-elect Alyssa Slotkin is claiming that removing DEI programs from the military somehow politicizes our armed forces, apparently missing the irony that injecting social justice ideology into our defense institutions was a political act itself. Yeah, that ball of yarn only gets spun one way, doesn't it? And in Hollywood, there's been some pretty notable backpedaling from actresses we reported on last week, starting with Snow White star Rachel Zegler, who issued an apology for her inflammatory post-election comments where she had wished Trump voters would never know peace and described them as subscribing to a false sense of security, a false sense of masculinity, and a false sense of intelligence. She said all of that, and then in her apology claimed that, well, I just let my emotions get the best of me. Similarly, Eva Longoria is doing the same walk back, now insisting to The View that her three-year European residence is not politically motivated, but rather work-related. She now declares herself a proud American and a proud Texan. And speaking of partisan messaging, MSNBC's Jen Psaki attempted to downplay concerns about biological males in female sports, claiming that it was not an issue before acknowledging that it does occur but poses no threat to safety or fairness. That's a position that goes not only against science and biology, but public opinion. North of the border, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is pushing his radical agenda on the next generation, promoting unrestricted abortion access to high school students while falsely claiming such rights exist in Canada's charter. Campaign Life Coalition reports that abortion has claimed over 4 million Canadian lives since 1969, equivalent to the entire population of Alberta. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.